So, hello everyone, and welcome to the Fairy Cafe's first ever open house AMA with tonight's, or like this afternoon's guest speaker, Jay. My name is Sage, and I want to take a few minutes before we start to say thank you for joining us. We're all very thankful to have you here, and we hope that you have fun tonight. We have some rules to go over before we start that are important and that we ask that you follow. So first, we ask that you not ping or DM or send a friend request to our guest speaker before, during, or after the AMA. Please respect their privacy. Refrain from spamming the chat and attention-seeking behavior. This is to make sure that everyone has a fair chance of getting their questions answered and to make sure that our guest speaker isn't overwhelmed. And also, please try to only ask one question at a time again so that the speaker isn't overwhelmed. Show common courtesy. Friendly banter is encouraged, but keep it to a minimum and respect the people in chat. The guest speaker reserves the right to skip questions and refuse to answer questions they are not comfortable answering. Do not record or stream the AMA from your device. The AMA will be recorded and posted to the AMA archive after the event. In order to help our guest speaker keep up with the questions, if they are behind, we'll be slowing down the chat, and once they've caught up, slow mode will be removed. If you feel as though there's someone disrupting you or the chat, please DM a mod or go through the mod mail bot. We will talk to this member once. If for any reason we need to speak to someone a second time, they'll be removed from the chat for the remainder of the event. We'll be reminding you of the rules in chat if we feel that it's necessary. And that's all for the rules and guidelines for tonight. So I'm going to hand over the mic to Jay, and I hope you all have a great time.
Hello. I hope you guys are having a super, super lovely time. I'm very excited. So, yes. I suddenly got very nervous. Do not be afraid, friends. I have two full water bottles with me. Stay hydrated. There might be occasional 10-second disappearances from me where I'm just drinking water. Feel free to drink water with me. Saskia asks, if plain Cheerios were a contraband, then what then, huh? Then I wouldn't eat cereal. Plain Cheerios are the only type of cereal that I will ever buy. So if not, then I would just have, I guess, eggs and toast for breakfast. Sar asks, I hope you have a wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful day too, Sar. What was your first time eating Cheerios like? So I'm not sure because the first time I had Cheerios was like, probably when I was like 4 or 5, honestly, or like at least younger, like young to the point where like I don't remember, you know, But I do know how eating Cheerios is like right now, which is amazing. You guys should eat Cheerios. Moral asks, how many pillows on the bed does it take to get a satisfying amount? Okay, listen, I'm very particular with my pillows. I have two pillows that are like kind of regularly placed, you know, like because my bed is kind of a little bit bigger, so I can fit two pillows comfortably, like side by side. And then I have another pillow that I do lengthwise. So it's like there's like not a person, but kind of like because my bed is pushed against the wall. So it's there so that I don't roll over into my wall, if that makes sense. Because I'm a child and I sometimes roll in bed. Then I also have a giant fluffy heart-shaped pillow. And that is normally on my headboard when I'm just like lounging around and relaxing, and I'll like move it towards like under my arm or something like that, like on my stomach when I'm actually sleeping, just to have that like kind of comfortable position when I sleep. Mm-hmm. So I guess for me it's 4 pillows, but I definitely could do more or less. It depends, I suppose. Snow asks, what's your favorite kind of tea? My favorite kind of tea is milk tea. Specifically, like, I just call it chai, and it's basically tea, just black tea that's steeped in milk. And it just, I don't know, that's just the tea that I drink all the time. My second favorite would probably be like iced peach tea, because that's just refreshing and delicious during summer, especially right now. Sage asks, what is your favorite cereal and why is it plain Cheerios? Ma'am, you're stealing my question. I would say it is plain Cheerios, you're correct. And the reason why is because plain Cheerios are the best Cheerios, or the best cereal that has ever existed. Every other cereal, thumbs down from me, okay? Saskia asks, what's the secret to being super cool like you? Saskia, I would like to send the question right back at you. How is it like being super cool like you? You're amazing. Sage asks, what's your favorite type of cow? Honestly, I know this is very generic, but just like the typical dairy cow, that's my favorite kind of cow. I once went to a farm and they had those, like, you know, like the very like stereotypical cow, like the black with like the white splotches, or the, I guess, white with black splotch, you know what I mean, for the, like a dairy cow. and I got to pet them and hang out with them, and that was like super lovely. So those were my favorite kind of cows. Kat asks, if you were stuck on a deserted island and you only had one box of Cheerios, how long do you think it'll last before you start going insane? So a typical box of depends on the kind of cereal box. Because if you're talking about like the Costco ones, those ones can last me like, well, if I really try and push it, like 2 weeks. But if you're thinking like in terms of like me before I go insane, probably like 2 days, because I would just like be so sad that I'm only eating Cheerios, I guess. Like I don't think I could only last on Cheerios. Yeah. Even though I love them so much. Ames asks, what is your opinion on frogs? Frogs are friends. Frogs are so cute. They're lovely and I adore them. They are so cute. I have so many frog stickers because they're just they're so cute. Someone in Moral asks, what is your opinion on dogs? I don't really have an opinion other than they are really, they're cute, but I'm personally more of a cat person. And I also just like don't know that much about dogs or cats, honestly. So I can't really have a definitive answer, I guess. But like, it's a positive opinion. It's not like a negative, like I hate dogs kind of opinion. Yeah. I like dogs too. If they want head pats, I will deliver the head pats, you know. Sardonic asks, do you have a favorite plushie? I do. So back probably like 6 or 7 years ago, I had to get surgery. And so one of my friends, the day I came back to school, they gave me this stuffed animal, and it's basically like the kind of like bears that like the it was a teddy bear, and it's like the kind of bears that you can get from like hospital gift shops, you know, where it has like it had like a shirt and it says like, oh, get well soon, and it's like a tiny little bear and with an orange shirt, and it's just so cute, and I always hold it whenever I'm like feeling really really icky, because it brings like so many like warm feelings. Mm-hmm. Luna, you ask, what is your favorite theme? What is my favorite theme of stickers that I have? My favorite themed stickers are my, so I recently got the Hanami Under the Cherry Blossoms gift set from Sticky Club. And it's basically this like, it's this like basically a cherry blossom themed set of like stationery, like washi tapes and stickers. And there's three sheets of stickers. One is washi stickers, one are jelly stickers, and one are just paper stickers. But all three of them are so cute. I haven't used any of them yet, but oh my god, they're adorable. I'm just waiting for the day I can use them because they're so cute. I'm now taking a water break. All of you guys, also take a water break with me. All right. Venus asks, what's your go-to Genshin character? Okay. So, in terms of, like, functionality, Razor is my go-to character. Because Razor is my soul, basically, DPS. I literally, like, got him probably, like, the day I started playing. And he's carried me since, like, honestly. In terms of, like, my favorite character that I'm playing right now, though, like, not that Razor isn't my favorite character, but Razor is pretty overpowered right now in my world. So, like, if I just want to, like, have fun, kind of try new things, then I'm actually using Yanfei right now. She is so fun. And I love that she's, like, a lawyer and she has, like, pink hair. And I love her attack style. I haven't built her up quite well yet, but she's really cool. So I'm excited to, like, continue playing her. Snow asks, if you had the money and space to get an Alaskan king bed, would you? Or an Alaskan king bed, comma, would you? I don't know what an Alaskan king bed is, honestly. So, I'm not sure, but it's a bed and I love to sleep. I love to just be lounging around in bed, you know? So I would probably do it, I guess. Saskia asks, do you like naps? This is a very important question. Saskia, you should know, I adore naps, okay? I don't frequently take naps because I tend to, like, my schedule doesn't really allow for it normally. But I do just, like, it's not necessarily taking naps, but after I'm, like, kind of done work, before I, like, kind of start preparing dinner and stuff, I'll just, like, lie in bed and, like, close my eyes, not actually napping, but, like, maybe, like, listening to a podcast or something, just, like, kind of resting. I don't know, I love just lying in bed. If I'm just, like, scrolling through or, like, watching YouTube or something, I just love being in bed. It's so comfy. So yeah, I love naps. Kat asks, what is your favorite song at the moment? My favorite song at the moment would I don't know what my favorite song is at the moment. I can tell you that right now I'm listening to, I'm a theater kid, so I recently started listening to Hamilton. I am so many years late, but the, you know, like, the movie came out on Disney Plus of the Hamilton, like, a recording of the Hamilton performance, and I watched it, and I was like, dang, maybe I should listen to music more. And now I've been listening to it, and I've been listening to it nonstop. Haha, nonstop. So I guess, like, right now, it's just, like, the Hamilton soundtrack in general. Mochi asks, what is your go-to game to play? I appreciate that you have, you say that I'm a gamer girl. I am a fake gamer girl, though. My go-to game to play right now is Genshin Impact, though. It's very fun. I have sunk, like, more than 100 hours into this game already. And I've only been playing for a few months. Like, I think 2 months. So yeah. But that's my go-to game to play right now. Games that I do like playing, like, a game that I've been playing for a while, just, like, a little bit at a time, is Binding of Isaac and also Minecraft. Those are my, like, other two games that I love playing a lot. But yeah, Genshin right now. Leah asks, what is your favorite type of food? My favorite type of food is, okay, so it depends, but normally Like, normally, what I eat the most at home is rice with something, like rice with curry, or rice with fried chicken, or rice with, like, lentils, like, you know, like, that kind of thing. But, like, my favorite kind of food to eat out is pasta. I love eating pasta, different types of pastas, different ramens. It's just so good. Is it a little unhealthy? Maybe. But, you know, it's so good. I am now also taking a water break. Drink water. Come on, drink the water. I know you can do it. All right. Snell asks, what is your favorite season? I genuinely was so confused when I read this question. I was like, season of what? So I thought it was a TV show season. I spent too much life online. My favorite season is fall, because it is sweater weather, and especially where I live. Like, in general, though, like, fall is just so pretty with the trees changing. Sometimes I go strawberry or apple picking. Like, last year I actually went cherry picking. This year I'll probably go apple and strawberry picking though. But yeah, like it's so fun to just like be outside during the fall. It's just that kind of perfect weather where it's like it's kind of nice, but also not like winter where it's like cold and icy and snowy, you know. Not miserable weather. So yeah, fall is my favorite. Scar Zonic says, what is one meal you can eat every single day without getting tired that isn't Cheerios? Trying to think. Probably something with rice. Like, maybe just like rice and like some kind of chicken dish, because like, yeah, I feel like that's really practical. Or I do this thing, it's not great, where I'll cube potatoes and just like fry them, so maybe like rice and like fried potato, I guess. Yeah, that's a lot of carbs, but yeah. Mochis asks, do you prefer strawberry milk from strawberry cows, chocolate milk from chocolate cows, or regular milk from regular cows? So I prefer vanilla milk from vanilla cows. I actually really like vanilla milk. It's really expensive where I'm at though, so I don't have it often, but it's pretty lovely. But from like the ones that you've listed, I would choose regular milk actually, because I don't tend to like many strawberry flavored drinks and just things like desserts and stuff in general. I'm not the biggest fan of strawberries honestly. And chocolate milk tends to get really heavy for me, kind of, because it's just so rich with chocolate that I can't drink a lot of it at once. So while chocolate milk is also really good, I would probably say regular milk, because I don't know, I grew up drinking milk like 3 times a day almost, and I still drink milk pretty regularly, so just, you know, having a nice cold cup of milk really is like amazing at the end of the day for me, so that's what I will choose, yeah. Carly asks, do you have a favorite Muppet? And if so, what Muppet? I am so sorry, Carly. I have never seen the Muppets. I don't know anything about the Muppets. I only know Kermit exists. And then, like, also, like, Peggy? Is that I don't know. I don't know anything, so I can't comment. I'm sorry. Watch like Kermit not even be a Muppet. Oh no. Well, yeah, Yeah, I'm sorry. Luna asks, what makes you happy? Luna, Okay, one of the things that makes me happy is talking to super cool people like you. But another thing that makes me happy is writing with colorful pens. That's like just like a simple life pleasure that I have. I have a, I don't know if you can hear that. I have a mug that's just full of pens. I can count like what, there's like 25 in there right now or something. They're all slightly different shades. They're all different styles of pens. Some of them are ballpoint, some of them are gel. And I just love writing in color. Anything. I do write in black, obviously, black and dark blue when I need to. But yeah, I have a lot of colorful pens. And then it makes me really happy to like write things out in different colors. Leah asks, do you have a favorite audio that you've made? A favorite audio of mine? I don't know. I'd have to like, here, I have to quickly look at my audio list. Cause like, I'm sure there's like one that like when I see the title, I'll like be like, oh my God, that's the one. Oh yes. So I recorded, I did this. So I did an audio. It's called Snuggling My Sleeping Bean. And it's like basically this kind of like comfy reassurance, cuddly kind of audio. And it's a kind of different style than some of my past audios, like the audios I did before this one. But I was just really tired, so I ended up recording it like this. And honestly, it's like become one of my favorite audios. Like I am probably gonna do more audios in this style. Like a lot of people have said that they really love this. I don't know, it's just so comfy. I even listen to it sometimes just for myself, because it's like so relaxing and lovely. Yeah, like that's an audio I'd recommend if someone comes to me and they're like, oh, I've never listened to your audios before, what should I listen to? Oh, Saskia asks, if you love Cheerios so much, how many bowls of plain Cheerios can you eat? The answer is as many bowls of plain Cheerios I can make with the amount of Cheerios that I have. I will eat all of them. Aquin asks, what is your favorite movie genre? I would say probably, like I really like kind of like adventure, like animated kind of adventure movies. So like a lot of like I guess like basically like, kind of like Disney, Pixar, and then also different like anime movies. Those are kind of like my favorite kind of movies to watch. Not necessarily movies that are like simple, but like movies that are like kind of easy to understand, but then they also have like hidden meanings and like that kind of thing. And just like stuff that's like kind of easy to watch. Cause typically when I watch movies, I do it for like a sense of like escapism. So I tend to want to go for stuff that's more fantastical or stuff that is more like there's a love story, you know, things have a happy ending, not necessarily like horror movies or like a lot rougher kind of stuff, if that makes sense. But yeah. Venus asks, if you had to pick a color, what would represent your heart and what would represent your soul? Purple for both. Purple's my favorite color. But I'm not sure. I don't know if there's like a thing where it's like different colors represent like have like different meanings if you have them represent your heart and your soul. But I would say probably for my heart, I would choose like a kind of like a vibrant pinky tone. Like a pinkish purple tone. And then for my soul, probably like a more like kind of like darker periwinkle kind of color, like a dark purplish bluish color. Yeah. I don't really have an explanation. Those are just the first colors that kind of popped in my head. Scar asks, do you have any celebrity or singer that you dislike, although everyone else likes them? Not really. I don't really pay attention to many celebrities or singers in general. So I don't really know. I'm sorry, this is a very boring answer. I don't think so. Yeah. Virgil asks, if you could choose 5 people that are alive to spend a full 24 hours with, who would you pick? I would pick... I don't know. I'd probably pick Taylor Swift, because I really like Taylor Swift. I really like her music, and I've been a fan of hers for, like, a long time. So, yeah, that would probably be one of my people. And then I would probably just choose, like, a few of my friends from the community, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, though. I'd have to think more about it, I think. Venus asks, who do you think you would be if you woke up tomorrow with no memories? Wouldn't I still be Jay? Wait, I'm confused. I'm gonna interpret this question as like what I would do, I guess. And like what kind of person I think I would be. I think that I would probably be very, very insecure. And also very very brash and loud, because that's how I used to be. But then I kind of like through like different like stuff that's happened to my life, obviously, I've like kind of like become more respectful and been more confident and stuff. So I feel like, you know, if I woke up with no memories, then like I wouldn't know that those things happened. So then I would just like kind of 180 right into that. Kat asks, how do you like to be greeted? Meaning, if you meet someone, do you like to hug them, handshake, a wave, hello, etc.? It depends on the person, I guess. But if it's like a new person, then just kind of like a wave, hello, would be great. But if it's like a friend, then I would like a side hug or like an actual full on hug. I don't really like handshaking, but I have been greeted by like having someone like pat my shoulder. That probably sounded a bit off because I just patted my shoulder. So yeah, that's probably how I'd like to be greeted. Camelia asks, beach or mountain? I love the ocean so much, but I hate the sand. I hate the beach, but I love the ocean. So I would probably choose the beach, but like I would want to like sit on like, you know, like the, like if there's like a boardwalk near at the beach that kind of goes towards the water, like I would just like to sit there probably. Mountains are okay too, but I'm not that big of like a hiker, but yeah, mountains are great too, actually. I enjoy the views and stuff. Saskia asks, my Discord like freaked out, hold on. My Discord was like, oh, haha, you were asking questions, let's just go all the way down to the bottom of the channel. Okay, hold on. Oh, all right. Okay. Sorry. Saskia asks, what's the best life advice you have for us? The best life advice I have is you always know more than you think you do, and you know yourself best. Those are kind of two different things, but yeah, like, especially as like a student, And as someone who is surrounded, like most, pretty much all my friends are also students. A lot of us like kind of like underestimate how much we, how like intelligent we are and like how much we know. Cause like, I guess like it's super easy to just be like pushed over. But like, you know more than you think you do. And like you know yourself the best. Like don't let other people control you. That kind of thing. Leah says, are you a hugger? Yes, I will hug you if you want me to, but also if you don't want me to, then I won't hug you. There's only a few people that I will actually hug, a few close friends, but yeah, like if we're close enough to where I would like to hug you, then I will hug you, I will hold your hand, you know, all of that. Leah says, favorite emoji on Discord or otherwise? I'll react to your question with it. So those are my favorite emojis. The cute little ducky is just, I don't know, just so cute and it's simple and it's adorable. It's a lot easier to see when it's actually just an emoji rather than like a reaction. But if you like scroll, if you're on PC, if you scroll over, then you'll be able to see it a little better. Or else just like the kind of like what Discord calls like the pleading face or like the baby face, because I'm always complaining about something, or I'm always like being baby or something. That's not the right way to say that, but yeah. So those are like my most used and also I guess my favorite as well. Venus says, do you have a favorite childhood dream? In terms of like an actual like sleep dream, or like what I wanted to do as a kid? Because, like, those are two different things. I'm going to take it as what I wanted to do as a kid. And what I wanted to, I dreamed of doing as a kid was I wanted to revolutionize technology. And I wanted to create, a system where you could like be in a room and you could just like tap on like the air in front of you and it would suddenly bring up like a screen. Like, you know, like in those like fantasy movies where it's like they have like that technology where they're just like basically tapping in the air and it's like a projection of a screen, like that kind of thing. So I wanted to do that in real life. Quickly realize I have no interest in technology, no interest in computer science, no interest in coding or anything. So didn't quite go that way. But a part of me is still like, wow, I wish I could like create like a whole like new age of technology. Although I think we've gone way further there than we did when I was younger.
Sardonic asks, aside from Cheerios, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food would probably be mangoes. You can put a bunch of mangoes in front of me. I'll eat all of them. I'll eat as many as you want me to. And the thing is with mangoes is that there's like a very limited season. It is only during the summer. At least where I am. So it's like blessed whenever mango season comes around. So that's, I guess, yeah, that's my favorite food. Other, like, I guess it's favorite fruit. But yeah, other than Cheerios.
Do someone immoral ask, would you rather have one massive plush that's bigger than you are? Or a bunch of smaller ones that make a pile just as large? I would say probably Probably a massive plush. I feel like that would be really well, actually, No, I would say a bunch of small ones, because the smaller ones, like, all of them would be all individual and, like, different, and it'd be so cute. Because with one, like, obviously you can have one big one that's really cute, or a bunch of small ones that are adorable. You know, I could have all of the types of burritos and more, you know, like, I could have so many options, so many. Yeah, that's what I'm going to choose. Multiple small ones. Sage asked Tetris. Sage, that's not a question. Scar asks, you enjoy being in relationships more or staying single? So, I personally, I don't think I have a preference one over the other. I think life is different in both. But I wouldn't prefer to be in a relationship over being single, and I wouldn't prefer being single over being in a relationship. Yeah, I would just say both have their, you know, both have pros and cons, obviously. And before I started getting into relationships, I was very happy being single. Like, I never was, well, I mean, I did have that phase where I was like, why? I want to date someone. I want to be with someone. I want to kiss someone when I was younger. But I, like, for a couple years, I was very solidly single, and I was very happy and content with being single. Like, I wasn't like, I didn't excessively yearn for being in a relationship, I guess. And then, you know, I got into a relationship, and then I didn't necessarily yearn to be single. Like, I didn't feel like I was trapped or anything. I just think, like, if you're in a relationship, just make sure you have good communication, and if you're single, then make sure that you are okay with, like, yourself, I guess. Like, work on yourself. I just completely misread. Okay. Venus says, are you the type to have role models or just learn from other people's behaviors? I don't really look towards other people. Like, in general, like, I don't really have a role model. I know, like, oh, like, my friends kind of, like, do these XYZ things, and I really like those things, so I'm going to do those as well. But I don't, like, I don't have, like, someone I go to, and I'm like, I want to be like you. You're my role model kind of thing, right? For me, I just kind of learn from my own behavior, really. Like, I'm just like, okay, what am I doing? Well, how can I do it better? And then I try and do it better. And, you know, no one's perfect, obviously. So there's always, like, something that you can, like, change and do. So. Snow asks, is there any genre of music that you can't stand? And if so, what is it? I would probably say, like, really hard electro music, just because it, like noise music. No, I don't know if that's the exact word for it, but basically music that, like, is so, like over, like, just overwhelms all of your auditory senses. I have very sensitive ears, I guess. I don't know, but, like, it's, like, too much for me. So, yeah. I tend to listen to lo-fi and soft music. So, yeah, that's what I can't stand. But if that's your favorite, then that's all good, you know. Okay, so the next question is from Sparkle Queen. I am so sorry. I butchered that name. They say, what is your favorite form of potato? AKA French fries, curly fries, mashed potatoes, etc. I would say probably French fries. Yeah, just plain and simple French fries. You know, like McDonald's French fries. Yeah, that's a great form of potato. Flora says, "What's your favorite sticker at the moment?" Flora, why are you asking me impossible questions? I love all of my stickers equally. Okay, all of my stickers are special, and I'm my favorite. So. Yeah. Kat asks, what is your favorite vegetable? What is a vegetable? Spinach. Spinach is my favorite vegetable. Spinach is super yummy. And I tend to have it like once every couple weeks, just like as like a main dish. And I'll throw it into other dishes. Like I always have frozen spinach in my freezer, and I'll have fresh stuff as well occasionally. Like, it depends on like the season, obviously, but yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what time it is? It's hydration time. Oh no, I've gone through one whole water bottle. Good thing I have another one. All right. Okay. Venus asks, have you ever played Honkai Impact the Third by the same company? I have not. I am considering it, but also I have way too much stuff to do in Genshin as it is. But Honkai does seem like a fun game as well. I just haven't played it. I don't really know that much about it, but I know they're kind of like sort of in the same universe as Genshin, so I've learned a little bit. Sorry. I've learned a little bit about Honkai, but yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe down the road I'll play it. Mm-hmm. Someone in Moral asks, what's your favorite item in the Binding of Isaac? My favorite item is the plum flute, and that's an item that you get after you defeat Baby Plum, which is the best boss in Isaac. And I have so much love for this boss. It's from the new updated version of Isaac, which is Repentance. And the item, basically, it's an active item, and when you use it, then a friendly Baby Plum will come in and destroy all of the enemies. And it's just so cute. I love Baby Plum. Flora says, hey, reminder to drink water. But I already drank water. Okay, well, I can't disagree with you, Flora. I guess I gotta drink more water. Okay, I drank more water. I hope you're happy, Flora. Okay. Kogeta says, do you prefer hot or cold weather? I prefer colder weather than warmer weather because you can always add layers, but you can never subtract. You can't. Like, if it's colder, then you can keep adding on layers. But if it's hot, there's only so much you can remove, right? You can't just take off your clothes and then your skin. Like, that's just not possible. So yeah, I would say colder weather. I also live in a place that has a bunch of cold weather, so I'm really used to it, honestly. And I prefer layering anyways, so it doesn't bother me. Flora says, what is your favorite holiday? My favorite holiday is probably the day after, well, probably Valentine's Day. Not because I have like a significant other or anything. Like, I guess more like Galentine's Day. Because honestly, it's in February, and February is kind of sucks in terms of like everything. Like, it's like at that point in the year where you've kind of given up on your New Year's resolutions, and like, you're probably doing your midterms if you're in school, and it's just like not a fun time. So it's like, you know, a nice little excuse to like give your friends some gifts or give your significant other a gift. And you know, just hang out and appreciate like your love for other human beings in general. So that's my favorite holiday. Also, the day after is when everything gets on sale, and I love it. I have bought so many stuffed animals from Valentine's Day sales, you have no idea. Marilyn asks, hey Jay, do you like anime? I do. I'm not really watching anything right now because I have just not kept up with anime, but I have loved anime. I guess like right now I'm kind of watching Sweetness and Lightning, although I've already seen it before. I mostly watch slice of life animes. So for example, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. I really like Toradora. I watch it once every year pretty much. there's a bunch of animes that I've watched. I also come back to Death Note quite a bit as well. I've watched a bunch of different genres of anime though. Yeah. Camellia asks, showers or baths? I would take a bath over a shower any day. Today, even like literally 3 hours ago, I took a bath. Okay. I love baths. Because I guess like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like I'm not, but my muscles are just like 1,000 years old, I guess. Because whenever I like lay in a bath, I just realize like, wow, my body is just tired. So like, you know, having a nice warm bath is like really, really, really nice. Saskia asks, which of the 50 states would you want to fight in a fist fight? None of them, because I don't want to fight anyone in a fist fight. I feel like that would hurt, and I don't want to hurt, so yeah. Venus says, what's your favorite brand of water? I don't drink bottled water at all, so I don't have a favorite brand. I stopped drinking bottled water probably like 3 years ago, and I only drink it if I absolutely need to, like if there's literally no other option. But I normally always have a water bottle with me, like in my bag or something, that's empty. I never leave the house with a full water bottle as well, because it's heavy. I always fill it halfway, and if I ever need water, then I will just fill it. There's always taps or something around, depending obviously where I am, but yeah. Luna says, what's your favorite type of tea? I actually already answered this question. It's milk tea. Mochi says, comfy clothes or summer clothes? Comfy clothes. I'm literally wearing a sweater right now. Comfy, comfy, comfy. Sar asks, how many tablespoons of mayo could you eat? I'm not sure. I've never had mayo. Like, I don't know how it tastes like. So I don't know. Sage says, toe fingers or finger toes? Finger toes already exist? Wait, no. You mean like toes for fingers or fingers for toes? I don't know. Neither. I like my body parts where they are. Thank you. Sar asks, do you like it when the sun goes down earlier or later? I prefer when it goes down later because then you get more daylight hours. I really like watching the sunset, and just like being outside when the sun's setting, because like the sky becomes really pretty, and the sunrise as well. Actually, there's been many times where I've just woken up to see the sunrise and stayed up to see the sunset. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just like scrolling through to see what the next question is. Oh, Venus says, what's the best pen and why is it a G2 Pilot? So I don't think I've used a G2 Pilot. I should, but yeah. Right now, the pens that I've been using, these are colored pens, by the way. This isn't like the black pen, so like, I don't know about color pens, but this, or I don't know about like necessarily just black pens, but this pen is the Bic Gelocity in 0.7. I got them from my local like stationery store. It came in like a set of 12, I think. I have so many colors to choose from. They're really great. They don't skip. I think it's hard to find colored gel pens. It's much easier to find black and dark blue and red and green, obviously. But yeah, that's my choice. Question from Ames. Do Tetris yes or no? Yes. Snow says, of all your pens, which is your favorite? My favorite pen, probably the Staples Aura 0.7, just because that was my first in black. That was the first pen that I ever used that I was like, wait a second. I don't have to use ballpoint. This writes so smoothly. This is so good. Because that was like my first pen that wasn't really a ballpoint that I like really liked using that didn't skip or anything. I still even use Aura pens actually. I don't know if they're still like, I don't know if you can still get the ones that I got. I think they rebranded or something. I'm not sure. Or maybe the Aura is the rebranded of the original one I got. I'm not sure. But yeah, like that was the pen that I got that like got me into it. So that's my favorite.
Do Saskia says, Jay, do you like cuddles IRL? Yes, I do, Saskia. Do you want to cuddle me?
I'm open to cuddles with everyone. That's why there's so much cuddling in my audios, guys. I love cuddles.
Mochi says, very important question, is cereal a soup?
Next question. Please, Mochi. You're great, but please.
Marilyn says, on the cereal topic, milk first or cereal first? I actually put my milk first. I'm sorry, you guys. I always put my milk first and then I put my cereal. Because typically I'll like bring like the milk to like the bowl with the milk to the table, and I'll bring my cereal box to the table as well. And then because like sometimes I like finish my cereal but there's still milk but I want more, so I can put in more. So yeah, that's what I normally do. The cat says, any paranormal experiences? No, actually, I don't think I've ever had a paranormal experience. I'm sorry, that's a very boring answer, but other than me playing Luigi's Mansion, no paranormal experience.
Camellia says, if you can meet your younger self now, what would you tell her? Is there a piece of advice you would give?
I would tell her, stop trying to impress people who don't care about you.
Now that sounds very harsh, but I was very much so a people pleaser, and I, to my detriment, I would stop at nothing to, I would just go well out of my way to like do anything for everyone. Because my mom growing up told me, oh, you should be friends with everyone. Try not to like upset anyone. Like never say no, like all of that, which is like okay advice. But yeah, it was really to my detriment. So I would say like, no, you can say no. Like
you know this person doesn't like you, so like you just say no. Like if you don't owe anyone anything. Yeah. Marilyn says, what is your opinion on pineapple on pizza? I don't care if you like pineapple on pizza. I don't personally. So, like, if we're getting pizza and you like pineapples on your pizza, then, like, can I get, like, a separate pizza? But, like, I don't care if you like it. I genuinely don't understand the fuss. Like, it's whatever. If you could bring, Virgil asks, if you could bring back any animal declared extinct, which would it be? I don't know that many animals extinct. I don't know that many animals that have gone extinct, but probably a butterfly species that's gone extinct, because I love butterflies. They're really cute. Mm-hmm. Saskia says, what is the perfect weekend like for you? The perfect weekend for me, staying home, cuddling, relaxing, having some nice food, you know, maybe doing some cleaning, snuggling, playing some games that we love, snuggling, hanging out with friends, you know, just like taking it easy, you know, being chill. I don't appreciate when, I don't like appreciate having like a super busy, like, oh, party at the club every single night kind of weekend. I much prefer like comfort and just, you know, resting and like that kind of thing. Cause like, especially cause like my weeks tend to be quite busy. So, yeah, just having a nice comfy weekend. Mm-hmm. Intermission, aka hydrate besties. Oh my God. Let's hydrate, guys. Also, posture check. Good. I'm actually a little hunched over. That's good. Yeah. I fixed my posture. All right. How many froggies for a Chad love? So, I never knew what a Chad love is, and at this point, I'm too scared to ask. I don't really know how to do a Chad love. Wait, maybe I should Google it. Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. Going to YouTube, search Chad Love. This is not helpful. Okay, never mind. I don't really know what a Chad Love is. So, yeah. Cat says, if you're a bird, what species of bird would you be? I would be a... A red sparrow, because they're really cute. That's my reasoning. They're just really cute. I love them. Oh, thank you for putting my email in chat, Sage. Camelia says, what is your favorite language and why? My favorite language is English. The reason why is because most of the people I know speak English, so it's really easy to communicate with. Mm-hmm. It's also the language I use the most often, so that's my favorite language. So Saskia asks, do you have a burrito? I don't. No, I don't. I want one so badly though. I will get one. I will probably get two. I will probably get the purple one and the pink one, maybe even mango, because I love mangoes and also it's so cute. But I kind of want to just get a collection of all of them. I really am envisioning like getting a shelf and just having them all lined up right next to each other, and also like the mini keychain ones. I don't know if the keychains actually exist, but Moral said they did, so yes. and then just have them lined up in like a shelf or something, because they're just so cute. Flora says, do you speak any other languages beside English? Yes, I do. I speak a lot of different, a lot of different South Asian languages. And like I can understand a lot of different South Asian languages. I can also speak French and English sometimes. what is the next question? Jay, why are you the absolute cutest person from Leah? No, I'm not the absolute cutest person. You're the cutest person. I don't know. I don't think I'm the absolute cutest person. But, I mean, if you want to think that I am, then that's all. That's up to you. And I heart you. Snow asks, Jay, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
The best advice that I've ever gotten is actually the advice I gave earlier, which is you know more than you know. I got that advice specifically in the context of me panicking because I'm quite an overachiever, I would say, probably. Like, I try and, like, cram in, like, as much studying as I could before exams. Especially, like, in middle school. Like, middle school grades don't matter. but, yeah, so I would cram a lot in middle and high school. And so I was given the advice like, hey, you don't need to cram last minute. You know more than you think you do. And then I realized like, oh wait, oh my God, I actually do know more than I think I do. So then I stopped like stressing myself to the point of like detriment before my exams. So yeah. Flora says, oh my God, one whole water bottle. How big are they? Okay, so I was sipping from this water bottle before I started. Like, it wasn't full before I started. But let's see. It's like, it's 675 milliliters. So that's how big the water bottle was.
Kogeta asks, any Genshin character you've been trying to get?
All of them.
I want Kiching so badly. I love her. I wish I had her. I also really want Deep Look because I think he's rad. But yeah, I mean, okay, I have a bunch of characters, so like I shouldn't complain, but like I only have one. I literally have a single 5-star, and it's Zhongli. And the reason why is because I built my pity. It was actually hard pity that gave me Zhongli. Like, I got him on my 87th roll. Which, if you know anything about Genshin, that's super unlucky. Like, I should have, like, I didn't know at the time, but, like, apparently when people start playing Genshin, they reroll their accounts so they have, like, a 5-star in the beginning. I didn't do that. So I was so unlucky. But yeah, like things have worked out. Like I have Wolf's Greystone for Razor. So like I can't really complain that much. Mochi says, I like asking everyone this. Have you played the new Minecraft update? I have not. I haven't gotten a chance to yet, but I'm super excited to play. I heard that they added a bunch of new stuff and I'm really excited. I think it's really funny that it's like the what is it, the Caves and Cliffs update, but they didn't change anything of the Caves and Cliffs. Like it's just whatever. I'm excited though. I'm excited to play.
Kagita says, room temperature water or ice cold water? Room temperature, please. I do not like ice cold anything. I prefer to, like, for example, like sodas and stuff. Like, I prefer to not, like, I just don't like having ice in anything, really. And I, like, for example, if I'm going somewhere and, like, I'm ordering a drink, I'll specifically say, hey, can I get no ice? Because it's too cold for me. I don't know.
maybe I'm just a cold person, but like, yeah, I can't handle it. Do Flora says stretch and meow. Wait, are you like telling me to stretch and meow? Like, that's not a question. Flora. I mean, okay, I can, I guess. Hold on. I have to, like, push to talk, though. Okay. That was terrible. Okay, that's what you got. What is the next question? Please, not all of you guys roasting for me not knowing what a chat lab is. Flora says, Jay, do you have any questions for us? No, I don't know. Luna says, what are your goals for this year? Oh my god, thank you for being here, Luna. I heart you. I know you're not here anymore, but you're really great. What are my goals for this year? Honestly, my goal for this year is just to be healthier and take care of myself more. Because I know, like, last year, especially with COVID, I was just, like, not great to myself. And so I'm really just making sure that, like, you know, every day I do something that's just for me. And that I'm, like, you know, taking care of myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saskia asks, do you drink tea or coffee in the morning? I drink tea. I typically don't drink coffee. I drink tea normally 2 to 4 times a day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saskia says, do you like traveling? If yes, if the pancake wasn't happening, where would you like?
Oh, like the pancake. Oh my god. I would probably want to go to Honestly, there's so many places that I want to go. There's a lot of different European countries I would like to visit, and there's also like a few places I want to go in Asia. For example, I really would like to go to South Korea, and I would love to visit Japan. So I have a few friends there, and I just think it would be super, super cute. Mm-hmm.
Rank the following colors from your favorite to least favorite. Ma'am, did you just steal this from me? So I would choose, okay, so lilac is first, violet is second, pink is third, blue is fourth, teal is fifth, sixth would be yellow, seventh is red, eighth is green, and ninth would be orange. I hate orange. Orange is disgusting. I am not a fan. What is your favorite plant, asks Kat. I really like tulips. I think they're adorable. They're really easy to draw. They're super adorable. Like, you can't go wrong, like, with a bouquet of tulips, I would think. So, yeah, I really like tulips. I also really like, like forget-me-nots. Those are really pretty too. But just honestly, like any like flowers that I see, I'm just like a fan of, you know. Mm-hmm. That was such a cute meow. No, you guys. Saskia says, what mythical creature do you associate yourself with? I associate myself with, I've always wanted to be a mermaid, really. So I don't know if any of you guys watched this show, but when I was younger, I watched H2O, Just Add Water, and I pretended like I had the same curse that they did. Every time anyone hit me with water, I would immediately rush to the bathroom. And it was so whack. I would associate myself with a mermaid. I'm actually planning on doing a mermaid audio because I think that would be really fun. Virgil says, if you could be anyone from Greek mythology, who would you be? I feel like it was just a lose-lose situation for everyone in Greek mythology. So I was maybe nobody. everyone had a shitty time, whether you were the hero or the villain, like in actual true like Greek myths, not like the like stories that we kind of like hear nowadays, where it's like kind of watered down a little bit. So I don't think anyone. Says, if you had a cow, what would it be called? I would call the cow Betty. That sounds like a very generic name, but I used to know a cow named Betty, and tragically she passed away. So in honor, I would name the cow Betty. Flora says, Jay, what kind of mic do I have? I have the 59K280 mic. I can link it in chat. But it was a really good affordable mic for me, and I have it in the shade black. Just give me 1 second, I'll link it in chat. All right. I linked the Amazon link. It is the 5fine K66. Oh gosh. I'm so sorry, guys. That was my alarm to let me know that my Genshin resin is about to fill up, so I should play. But I already played earlier. I just forgot to turn off my alarm. So that's I have the 5fine K669B microphone. I linked the Amazon link, but I actually got it from their actual website. All right, now I have to scroll up a little bit. Flora says, when someone comments on your audios, do you prefer short comments or longer ones? I prefer longer comments, but longer comments also take me a little bit longer to reply to because I want to like respond to every point that you make in your comment. I guess I prefer longer ones because I really enjoy when someone like kind of breaks down my audio or is like, oh, I really know, I noticed how you did X thing and Y thing and I really appreciated it. But I also appreciate all my comments really. So like, yeah, like don't think that if you just leave short comments that I don't appreciate them, because I do. If I was a music genre, what genre would I be? I would be lo-fi hip hop. Chill beats to relax and study too. Say says, how are you so cute? Please give tutorial. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe you should give that tutorial because you're also really cute. Oh no, I triggered you guys with my alarm. I'm sorry. Flora says, okay, maybe this will have a longer answer. So how does your creative process look like? How do you come up with ideas, editing, and all of that? So typically when I come up with an audio, it's from someone who's told me like, hey, I really liked X audio. I hope you do more. Or I check my anonymous forums a lot. And so maybe someone sent me a message being like, oh, hey, I wish you did like a reverse comfort audio or something, right?
And if it's like a topic that I don't normally go into, like if I don't really feel comfortable with doing, I like just improv, then I'll look for a script typically, and then I'll record the script fill. That's like similar. In general, I don't do much editing for my audios. I typically will like, so whenever I mess up in my audio, I'll do a snap. That was a terrible snap. Or like a clap. I can't really clap. I'm pushing to talk with one finger, with one hand. But so I'll typically do that really close to my mic. So whenever I use Audacity to edit, and so I'll see the waveforms in Audacity, and I can see when it peaks. So I just go over to the place where it peaks and I listen to it. I'm like, haha, yes, that is where I messed up. So I, you know, like, well, slice and whatever. But I don't typically actually properly like edit anything because I'm not good at it, honestly. In terms of like just ideas though, I like, in terms of like my creative process in general, like if it's just an improv audio, then I will typically write down like maybe a couple phrases that I'll do, or I'll just think about it. But normally I just like think about what I kind of want to do going into the audio, and I'll just think through the entire thing and I'll record. And then what happens happens, really. Yeah. That was kind of an all over the place answer. Because I realized after explaining my editing that I didn't really explain my idea stuff. But yeah. That's that. Sage asks, can you speak a little bit of French? Je m'appelle Jay. Immediately forgets all French. J'aime Cheerios. Virgil says, what is your favorite piece of literature, if you have one? I don't have a favorite piece of literature necessarily. I'm trying to think. No, I don't really have any, unfortunately. I don't read as much as I should. but probably a play. Because I do read a lot of like dramas, a lot of plays, and I find them very interesting. So maybe To Kill a Mockingbird, because I do come back to that that book quite often. Saskia says, what's a quote or mantra that you live by? A quote or a mantra that I live by. Maybe like, I don't know. I normally what I do is I just make sure that every day I have something that I do that is purely for myself, for my enjoyment. That's not for like, not supposed to progress me in any way. It just is nice for me to do, and to have to myself. Sometimes it's just having a nice having some nice cut up fruit while sitting outside for a few minutes. Sometimes it's, you know, just like writing with my colorful pens. Sometimes it's, you know, wearing nice lipstick underneath my mask, even though no one can see it. But it's just, you know, like just doing something nice for myself every day. That's not really a quote or a mantra, I suppose, but that's what I try and do. So yeah, that's like the closest thing I can think of right now. My brain is a little scrambled. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a water break. You guys should also all take a water break with me.
Okay. Saskia says, what is your top three tags for both safe work and not safe for work? So is it like me making or me like searching? Because they're both different. Well, first of all, they're different because I don't even make lewd audio. I don't make NSFW audios. But I guess in terms of like making for me, like safe for work stuff, I normally make a lot of GFEs content, a lot of cuddly content, a lot of like content that has albums. For listening, okay. for listening, in terms of safe for work, I listen to, I don't listen to that much content, but for safe work, I tend to listen to more like story based ones or like BFE or what is the word, like friends to lovers audios, that kind of thing where it has a story. I will also like for safe work that, so like ones like friends to lovers. I tend to listen to more M4A kind of audios, but, you know, occasionally I'll listen to F4A as well. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, just, like, soft, kind of cutesy kind of stuff. for not safe for work, I guess, I listen to, I listen to stuff that has fingering. I'll listen to stuff that has thigh fucking and stuff that also has a story, honestly. I prefer having story, honest, because like, yeah, I'm that person who's like porn with plot. Cuz I think it's just way more engaging. Mochi says, if you could pick up an instrument, which would it be? If you already play, what do you play? I can play the clarinet, but I don't like playing the clarinet. I would prefer if I could play the piano. I think playing the piano is so fun. It sounds so good, and I wish I learned how to play piano. Saskia says, what's the dinner equivalent to a bowl of Cheerios? A bowl of Cheerios? Like, it's eternal. Not just breakfast or lunch or dinner. It's always. Saskia says, opinions on French toast. I like French toast, but I know some people make French toast with sugar, and I do not like with sugar. I don't like sweet French toast. Only regular. Because I don't like having sweet things for breakfast. I prefer just pure savory. So like for example, if I have pancakes, there's no maple syrup going on those. It's just butter. Because yeah, I can't handle like sweet stuff in the morning. Like I don't think in my mind sweet should not mix with savory. Like if something's sweet, it's not a full meal. It's not that can't possibly be like a full meal for me. Kat says, do you like garlic bread? I do. Saskia says, follow up to Kat's question, do you like garlic bread and lasagna? I like garlic bread and lasagna. Although there's different kinds of lasagnas, of course. But yes, I like lasagna. Mm-hmm. And garlic bread. Jay, Sage is asking, how do you feel about premarital eye contact? I feel like it is okay as long as there is consent. Sage has pain de chocolat or chocolatine. So, for those of you who are unaware, this is a big debate in for people who speak French.
for French people in general, people who live in France. Some people call it's basically a chocolate croissant. And some people call this pain au chocolat. And some people call it chocolatine. And it is actually regional, what different areas say. Like what different areas will call it. And I've heard apparently that like if you call it the wrong thing in the wrong area, then you just get laughed at. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what I've heard. But yeah, so for me personally, I don't care. I don't even like chocolate croissants, so I'm never gonna order them. So I don't care. But I guess if I had to choose one, I would choose chocolatine only because it's shorter. But pain au chocolat makes more sense because it's like bread with chocolate, kind of, roughly, is what it's translated to. So yeah. Virgil asks, milk white or dark chocolate? I prefer white chocolate because I like sweeter things. White chocolate or like milk chocolate that's on the sweeter end is what I prefer, or just milk chocolate in general. I don't really like dark chocolate at all. If chocolate's too bitter, I just will literally like throw up. Like, I don't like it at all. It does not sit right with my body.
Saskia says, wait, Jay, do you still call bow tie pastas butterfly pastas?
Yes. What do you mean bow tie? Bow tie doesn't even exist. Bow tie pasta?
It's called butterfly pasta, actually.
I thought you'd know this by now, but I guess not.
You guys are just arguing about panda chocolate. But Jay, do you like platanos? I don't know what that is. What?
Oh, wait. Are they like plantains? Is that what that is? It's a type of banana. Okay, yeah. I've never had them, so I can't say. I've just never had them, so. Yeah.
Oh, Moral said a friend of banana is a friend of mine. I need to know if Jay feels the same way. I've just never had them, so I don't know. Sage says, how does it feel to be wrong? I'm so sorry, Sage. Hachi asks, Jay, who's your Genshin waifu?
My Genshin waifu is, of course, Lisa.
Lisa's so cute. How could you not? I know so many people sip for her, but like, come on. She wears purple and she's a librarian. You know, she's smart. I love intelligence.
All right. This is a controversial ending, I suppose. But I have reached the end of the question. So I'm going to take a quick water break. And if you guys have any last questions, you can put them in, or else
We're done. Exactly what I was going to say. We're probably going to wrap it up soon. But if you guys have any other questions you want to ask Jay, then ask them now. And hydrate. And stretch those fingies.
When do you think you're gonna try the plantains? Ma'am, I don't know. I don't even know if I would have to try and get them, I guess. I don't know if I can even get them where I am. Like, bro, like, and I don't know how to cook them. Like, I understand that they're green. I don't know where to get them. And then like if I could get them, they're probably going to be really expensive. And I don't know how to oh my god, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to cook them. I don't want to cook them incorrectly and be like, oh, I hate them. But then, like, realize later, like, years later that I just don't know how to cook. I mean, I know I don't have to cook, but, you know. Sage says, cows or Cheerios? Cheerios. I'm so sorry, Sage. Sage just hates me now. Saskia says, what's the most random thing you've bought or were given this year? So, the most random thing that I've bought or given this year. I never used to be a person who was particularly into candles. I didn't really care about candles. I just didn't care. Like, I had a few candles in my house for, like, emergencies, but I don't really have any that are for, like, you know, like the scent. And I was given this really pretty candle. And it came in this very adorable kind of marbled candle container. It's like glass. It's kind of marbly. It's really pretty, really heavy, very high quality. It had, like, this really, really lovely, like, kind of, like, it just felt very luxurious. And I melted this candle, and it smelled so good. And now I'm into candles. Like, that single-handedly got me into candles. So now I'm, like, waiting to, like, go to Bath & Body Works to get a nice candle. Mm-hmm. Scar says, okay, Jay, you're safe, but only because you haven't even seen them. Thank you. Thank you, Scar. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Saskia asks, what candle scent do you like the most?
I've only had a couple of candles. Let me see what this candle scent was. I believe it was... Oh, no. I'm dropping things. Okay. No, I can't pick up my candle right now. But, I'm pretty sure it was like a lavender and vanilla, scent. So, that's the scent. I really want to get Champagne Toast because I've heard it's a really good candle. I watched this. Oh my god, I'm far away from my mics. I'm sorry. I watched this YouTuber. Her name is Smoky Glow, and she is obsessed with candles. And she, her favorite candle is Champagne Toast. So I am looking forward to getting that and trying that out. The 1000 Wishes by Bath & Body Works candle is superior. I will try it out, Scar. Thank you.
I love you too, Scar. Saskia asks, what's a trait you like most about yourself? I like my...
I would say my... I don't know what the word is for this, but I care a lot about my friends, and, like, for example, like, for their birthdays, I'll, like, go all out and make a really nice special kind of gift for them. Like, I'll write them a really nice birthday letter with a bunch of stickers and have it all themed around a favorite color or a favorite thing, and create, like, a little, like, box of joy for them. And I don't do it for everyone, obviously, but like for the people I really, really care about. And I try and like be there for like the friends that I really care about, because I mean, I know that they really care about me as well. So yeah, I guess I don't know. I'm just like very like, I care a lot about people. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're really close, then I'll constantly like try and reach out to you and like hang and check on you and like make sure that you're doing okay and that you're hydrated and all of that. Mm-hmm. Jay says, Jay. So this is a different Jay. This isn't me asking myself. Jay asks, I need to know your opinion on mint chocolate chip flavored things. I am so sorry to disappoint you, alternate Jay, but I don't like mint chocolate chip flavored things. I don't know why, but the second I have mint in anything other than like for teeth, I will throw up. Like, I just hate it. Sorry, dude. I had to take an extended water break. Virgil says, do you have a favorite wonder of the world? I don't know the wonders of the world. Oh, no. I know there's 7, but I don't know what they are. So I don't know. I need to research that. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I think I've reached all of the questions.
I think on that note, we'll probably wrap it up then.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for having me, by the way. I'm so glad to be the Fairy Cafe's first.
Yeah, we were honestly so happy and excited to have an AMA with you.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone who came. And a huge thank you to Jay, obviously.
Oh my God, no. Thank you to you guys. Thank you. This is my first AMA, so I'm very happy I had it with you guys.